Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
American history.
We weren't outright called insurrectionists for the New Hampshire independence hearing that we had Thursday, but I think it was the WMUR article did use the word insurrectionist to describe us. Another article, I think, from NHPR, that's New Hampshire Public Radio, described us as separatists. So these people are bending over backward to use the word insurrectionist. I mean, we're talking about a bunch of people attending a hearing for a bill.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means. But this is not an insurrection. An insurrection is a very particular thing that none of us want to do.
Certainly not, but they don't understand that. But I just found this other article that's just so silly it's worth talking about. A teen's solo transatlantic flight is calling attention to wasteful ghost flights. Now, the article there is a bit unclear, but what they're referring to here is that a 19-year-old flew from London to Florida and was the only person on the entire airplane for the 9-hour flight, other than the pilots and the flight crew.
And I'm sure still had to wear a mask.
I don't know.
I'm betting anything.
Probably.
But I could keep social distance, unlike all your other flights.
The cabin crew said, "I was the only person on board the flight," Forsyth wrote in a TikTok video about his trip on January the 9th. Indeed, he pans his phone from left to right, and a sea of empty seats fills the frame.
Makes me wonder if there are other flights where no one is going. And, I mean, how would you ever know?
Meanwhile, the crew appeared to dote on the sole traveler. It's too bad he wasn't 21, man, because, I mean, you already get pretty good treatment on flights if you fly like first class or premium or business class or whatever. But if you're the only person on an international flight and you're over 21, dude, they're going to be constantly serving you drinks just because you keep drinking them. So they brought him an unlimited supply of airplane snacks, and at least one flight attendant binged on popcorn and movies with him.
That's great.
It was 8 hours, so I set up a bed. Literally the comfiest I've ever been on a plane, he added. Yeah, dude, you had the entire airplane to yourself. I imagine it was quite comfortable.
Yeah, it turns out when you're not stuck into the design of a sardine can, it's more fun.
I'm hoping he didn't pay for a first class ticket, and he was in, like, economy or something, and they were like, let's upgrade this one passenger, because it's not like those first class seats were being used.
Right.
So.
And they do that a lot of the time, is just, well, no one's up here, so we'll just upgrade whoever's back there.
From what I can tell, they do it any time they have empty seats in first grade. They upgrade someone from premium, and then they use people from the main cabin to fill the premium, presumably so they can sell an extra, you know, main seat. I don't know why they do it, but they do it.
Well, no, I mean, that makes sense because, I mean, you don't want it to seem like, first class is an unpopular option. There's only a couple of us still choosing this, and then people start thinking, is this really worth paying the whatever it costs to
upgrade? It's basically twice as much. It basically doubles the price of your ticket to fly first class.
Right, so, I mean,
but I can also tell you it is worth it. You get to get right off the plane. Like, as soon as you land and as soon as they get that thing connected, you get to get off that can of sardines. And that's almost invaluable. But if you get the right seat, you can make eye contact with the flight attendants while they're just doing their stuff, or you can just get their attention and they will just bring you, come and ask you what you want, right? Or if you've, if they already have asked you what you drink, they will just bring you another drink. So there are reasons to it. Getting to board the plane first seems like the opposite of what first class should get, right? They should be able to board last, like waste their time on this can of sardines the least.
Yeah, it just strikes me as weird to pay, like, hundreds of dollars to be in a more comfortable seat for a couple hours.
If you're very tall, that also shifts the weight in one direction or another. But if you're, like, 5'6 or something, it's probably not going to make as much difference. But while this experience may have been a delight for Forsyth, so-called ghost flights, flights that carriers have to make if they want to hold on to their allocated routes and airport gates, have become a flashpoint for environmentalists across Europe. They're calling for regulatory changes to keep polluting planes from making flights that would normally be canceled, while Omicron has sent demand plummeting. Airline companies are also putting pressure on the European Union to adjust the rules until at least autumn. According to European Commission guidelines, under the 80-20 rule, carriers must operate 80% of their allotted slots for at least 80% of the time. So if they have gates or whatever, they have to be using 80% of them 80% of the time.
And this is why I was wondering if they just sometimes send a flight with no one on it.
I think they would have to, you know, if they had to get that time in order to keep their slot. This was tweaked at the outset of the pandemic and more recently adjusted to 50%. But those figures still exceed the number of flights needed to meet current passenger demand. Additionally, the pre-pandemic rate is set to be reinstated by March 2022. Conservationists are trying to keep that from happening and have launched an online petition saying ghost flights are of no benefit to anyone. Well, obviously.
Indeed.
Well, it benefited this one guy.
Wow,
but
you mean expending real resources to comply with bureaucratic requirements is not efficient?
This is
I've never... Wow! Makes you just rethink the whole thing, doesn't it?
This is a needless, wasteful practice, and reforming historic rights to landing slots will bring it to an end. I don't know what historic rights to landing slots are, but whatever. At a time of climate emergency, we need to drastically reduce our fossil fuel use. And in the context of our steadily dwindling carbon budget, it beggars belief that planes fly empty. So unless they're being hyperbolic here, which granted they may be, but apparently some of these planes do at least fly with no passengers.
I really wonder if these people are concerned with the amount of private jet usage for the purpose of climate change speech.
They don't seem to be at all concerned about it. I think of people like Leonardo DiCaprio who fly in to speak at, you know, climate change hearings or whatever. I think he did this at least once, and that's why his name comes to mind.
Yeah, apparently Harrison Ford recently did that too, just like flies in on his personal jet to speak about climate change, flies out on his personal jet. It's like, what? But you don't believe this.
Clearly not.
You're making it up as you go along.
It continues at a time, oh, I said that earlier this month, Lufthansa revealed it had operated 18,000 flights this winter that would otherwise have been canceled due to a lack of passengers, including 3,000 on Brussels Airlines, which it owns. That prompted Belgium's federal mobility minister to raise the issue. In a letter, the Belgian official described the current rules as economic, ecologic, and socially nonsense. So officials in the European Union have realized how ridiculous it is, but the United Kingdom isn't even in the European Union, and that's where British Airways or whatever is focused out of. But 18,000 flights this winter from one airline owner that would otherwise have been canceled. I don't know at what percentage they cancel flights, like if they didn't sell 50% of the seats. I don't know, but it's a silly process. And as you pointed out, this is a result of government regulation.
Well, and it's definitely worth pointing out what the obvious solution to this is. Deregulate the flying. So if more people can create and operate airlines, I mean, yeah, you're going to have to talk to these other people, make sure that you have a different flight plan, but that's not that difficult. Now, if you deregulate this, make it open it up so that a bunch of people can make their airlines, then they don't have to jump through weird hoops to hold on to their landing spot, even though they don't need it today.
It seems like it would be common sense, right? Hey, we have a plane that needs to land here at this time. Do you have a gate available? We'll pay you X amount of dollars for this gate instead of having these permanent leases or whatever on them. I mean, I guess it works if you're an established airline and you know you're going to be making this many number of flights, but...
Which is what happens when you regulate a business out of competition.
Yeah. But if there was competition, when we get back, we're going to talk about cryptocurrency coming up, how Russia is proposing a ban.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, they are finally available on exchange. Two of them, in fact. You can find links to those on their website. That's intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Or you can just go to xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com, or Uniswap if you want to buy some ITR at X Markets. You can sign up just with an email address, which allows you to actually keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, sell them for Tether, and use Tether to buy ITR, which again is the Intercoin investor token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. You might just be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. intercoin.org. There is lots to talk about regarding cryptocurrency tonight. I've got a story from someone who's saying that all cryptocurrency is a Ponzi scheme that is absolutely worth getting into. Also, the mayor of New York City is evidently taking his first three paychecks in Bitcoin and Ethereum. So we're going to talk about that. But first, you have a story about how Russia's central bank is proposing essentially a ban on cryptocurrency.
Yeah, this one's from Forbes. It's Russian Central Bank proposes banning crypto mining and trading. Russia's central bank proposed banning the mining, creation, and use of cryptocurrencies in a report released Thursday.
So by trading, they don't mean buying or selling. They mean you can't even use cryptocurrency.
Right.
Wow. That's going to be difficult for a central bank to do, to pull off, to outlaw crypto.
Yeah, and I mean, from what I understand, this is what they're proposing here is a bigger ban even than China has run. Because China has said none of our banks are allowed to use these products, and you're not allowed to mine it, but they haven't forbidden the trading of it.
Among end users, yes. Exchanges cannot sell it to them, but an individual, as I understand, I'm not an expert in Chinese law, but as I understand it, one Chinese national can trade Bitcoin to another Chinese national.
As I understand it, that's still legal.
Yeah.
Whereas Russia, it hasn't been written that I'm aware of. I mean, I'm sure someone has some bill somewhere, and it hasn't been passed, but it's been recommended by their central bank, and central banks tend to have quite a lot of sway in the countries where they operate, and frequently everywhere else, for that matter, when there's a large company or a large country involved.
They certainly do. I remember India. I don't remember the status of India's cryptocurrency ban, but they did that years ago. I don't know how well it held up, but there's been a number of attempts from countries to just outright ban cryptocurrency. At least the United States, despite all its flaws, hasn't been that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It just raids and arrests people, and then says, oh, well, obviously Bitcoin's illegal, without actually writing a law that says any such thing.
Yeah, and two things that I think were very important to the effectiveness of this on the market. Number one, it coincided with the Federal Reserve releasing their report about digital currencies, which definitely has a section bad-mouthing cryptocurrencies.
Oh, of course it does.
So they released these both on the same day, late in the day. And I think a big part of it is just people still have it in their mind that, like, oh, Russia, they're a superpower. And really, they were never really a superpower. I mean, most of their power as the USSR was all for show. And, I mean, at this point, they have, like, the economy of one American state, rather than, like, of America itself. But people still have this ingrained idea of, oh, Russia says so? Well, that's huge.
I don't know the actual military capabilities of Russia or how exactly they define a superpower, but I've never taken issue with the concept of the USSR being considered a superpower, at least in that it rivaled the United States. I would argue that China is probably also, because the way people understand the world right now, if I remember correctly, and it's been a long time since I was in high school and the word superpower actually meant anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, or first world country is kind of the same sort of idea.
I don't know, because the United Kingdom is definitely a first world country, but no one is calling them a superpower.
Mm.
But the United States is, at least back when I was in high school or whenever, whenever I cared about what the word superpower meant, the United States was the only superpower.
Well, the idea basically was that World War II had left us with two major superpowers throughout the country. So you had, like, the two first world countries, which were the superpowers of the USSR and the United States. And then you had the second world, which was what we now consider first world countries. European countries, modern and powerful, but not, like, globe-dominating contenders.
Okay.
And then you had the third world, which is basically where we were doing all of our fighting.
Right. And the first world countries that had been superpowers, prior to World War II, where the British Empire, you know, the sun never set on the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
The British Empire may not have been nearly as powerful as the United States in military terms once the United States got going, but the British Empire did have a large number of colonies that it could draw from, and it did draw from them.
And that's basically what had happened through World War I and World War II, is you had Germany and Britain. I mean, of course, they weren't the only ones involved in this, but a big part of this was those two major world powers just grinding each other down to an absolute standstill, and that was World War I, and then suddenly America enters the show, and they've got fresh troops and an unbombed industrial capability, so they just show up and wipe the floor with the Germans. And the Germans are like, okay, well, we lose for one generation and we'll be back.
Sure. So evidently a superpower is a very powerful and influential nation used specifically with reference to the U.S. and the former Soviet Union when these were perceived as the two most powerful nations. A very powerful and influential nation. Or a state that possesses military or economic might, or both, and general influence vastly superior to that of other states.
Yeah.
And I can accept the influence part of it, because the United States definitely has significantly more influence around the world than, say, Germany or probably Russia, although this is a sore point to both Russia and China, as I understand it, where they want to be taken more seriously and have more influence.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm fine with at the New Hampshire bill hearing. We had a New Hampshire state rep peddling this anti-Chinese nonsense. What are you going to do about the rise of China and the rise of communism and all of this other nonsense? It's like, we're going to
leave them alone.
Yeah, we're going to combat it with our superior ideas, our individualism and free market principles.
Yeah,
that is how.
If they want to go more communist, let them. Let them destroy their economy. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Never
that.
Stop your enemy. Like, I don't think of them as enemies, but they do. Never stop your enemy when they're making a mistake. Let them go more communist and ruin themselves.
And evidently now, Russia's central bank is proposing this wacky idea of banning all cryptocurrency mining and all cryptocurrency trading within Russia. I don't know that they can pull that off. I don't think even the Chinese government has been able to pull off something of that scale, and they're far more tyrannical. But what do you think? Is this coming to the United States next? 603-283-6166.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test results. The FDA also revised the emergency use authorization for the drug to include pediatric patients under the age of 12 who are also experiencing mild symptoms. The actions will allow the patients to receive remdesivir through intravenous infusion for a total of 3 days. The FDA said while these actions provide another treatment option to reduce risk of hospitalization, remdesivir is not a substitute for vaccination. They stressed that vaccination remains the strongest preventative measure against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundry, shows an admission by Laundry that he was responsible for her death. Laundry immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You can join us 603-283-6160. Again, that number 603-283-6160. And Bitcoin is on sale yet again, and it's more on sale than it has been in quite a long time. And if you don't have any idea what that means, then get on over to Bitcoin.com, because it's long past time to learn about this important world-changing information. And it's, as far as I can tell, it's probably, this is not financial advice, it's probably not a bad time to pick up Bitcoin, because it is down to like $33,000, $34,000. I don't know the exact price, because I get the information secondhand from people just telling me about it hours after it hits a certain number. And I got to tell you, I thought the lowest point was going to be that $40,000 mark that it hit, but evidently it just sailed right past that and kept going down to the bottom. But that...
Right now it is 35.3.
Okay.
35,300 and change.
Could be worse. And all that really means is that it's a better time now to buy Bitcoin than it was yesterday to buy Bitcoin. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page. Just take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information. And if you already know about Bitcoin, stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. Speaking of Bitcoin, the Russian Central Bank has gotten into the heads that somehow they're going to make it illegal to use cryptocurrency, or they're proposing a total ban on cryptocurrency. I'm curious, of course they won't explain what mechanism they think they can implement that would cause this to happen, but They're the central bank. You know, they're used to being able to exercise full control over the economy. And with Bitcoin, they can't actually do that. I don't think they understand that.
Yeah, they might be telling the government to bite off more than they can chew with this one. Yeah, Forbes is saying that it's the mining...
Or as they said in Killer Raccoons 2, biting off more than they can chew. Terrible movie. Do not watch it. Go ahead.
Right over my head. Anyway, so Forbes is saying that they're proposing banning the mining, creation, and use of cryptocurrencies. And what I wonder is, like, so you mean you're not allowed to create a new cryptocurrency if you're Russian, is what you're suggesting?
That is what it sounds like.
Huh.
So cryptocurrency advocates need to get out of Russia, it sounds like, if they haven't already.
Yeah, there is that. I would be leaving Russia for over this.
But I think I probably would have left. Well, I would have left Russia long ago, but I'm trans, and they're not very friendly to trans people. So
there is that. There is that. The central bank said the proliferation of cryptocurrencies pose a danger to Russia's financial system and the stability of the Russian ruble. The bank said it expects the ban to reduce those threats.
Well, they are correct. Bitcoin does pose a ban to their central bank and to all central banks, because that is the point of Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's decentral banking.
Yes.
Turns out, decentral banking poses a threat to central banking.
Satoshi Nakamoto saw what central banks were doing to people and developed a crypto, developed an idea, a new currency that would allow us to bypass those institutions altogether. The ones that are bankrupting us, stealing, buying our land right out from under us, whether we like it or not, systematically making us poorer and poorer, like 97% of people's value over the last century. Yeah, they're stealing from us, and Satoshi Nakamoto said, man, I have an idea about how we can change this and put the power back in the hands of the people and keep governments and central banks from being able to screw people over like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the early newsletters from Satoshi Nakamoto made it pretty clear that the evils of the banking system, the central banks and the fractional reserves, and how it's just this giant cartel, banking cartel that rules the world, is the problem, and that Bitcoin was implemented as a solution to that problem.
Oh, yeah. He released Satoshi Nakamoto released this shortly after the 2008 banking crash for a reason.
Yes, I mean, that's not a coincidence.
Yeah, that was a big part of why so much time and energy was devoted to figuring out how to create a form of currency that wasn't subject to the manipulations of central banking and of crony capitalism as we know it today.
Hillary Clinton also knows that Bitcoin is coming after the central bank system. I mean, she was saying recently somewhere, I don't remember exactly where she said it, but, you know, we're running out of time or something to that effect. So they are running out of time, and it's good that they're finally realizing it, but I've got bad news for them. The state, the bureaucracy is so slow that by the time the state realized that it was running out of time, it was already out of time.
Yeah, that genie's out of the bottle. The question is not whether or not centralized fiat currencies will be replaced by cryptocurrencies. The question is when and how. What the transition will look like, which currencies will be important when that occurs. These are all still up in the air. How soon this happens, whether it's something that we get to do, you know, this year or even this generation, that is all still up in the air.
I think this generation is probably almost certain. I think 10 to 15 years, most likely, based on the inflationary rates of the USD and the apparently there may or may not be some wars coming up with, like, China and Russia. I don't know, because I don't...
They are saber-rattling at the moment.
They are. And I don't follow war news very closely because I realize that a lot of it is just saber-rattling. But it could actually lead to some stuff, right? If Russia invades Ukraine and China invades Taiwan, the United States is going to have a bit of a mess on its hand where it has to respond.
Yeah, of all the insane things that these would-be world controllers do, nothing is more insane than risking the possibility of nuclear war. So, I mean, you've got NATO, which...
I think China, based on just statements I've seen in the past, I think China would be willing to use a nuclear weapon. And we know the United States is willing. They're the only country in the world that's done it.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Yeah, I mean, so you've got America really, really likes to be like, you can't do any major changes without our express permission anywhere in the world. No one's allowed to change a border unless we sign off on it. So you've got China who's saying, yeah, we still think Taiwan is part of us, and they owe a lot of back taxes, basically. And Taiwan who's like, no, we are the real China. You are the fake China.
Is Taiwan really saying that?
Yes, okay. They have said that since the beginning. They're like, no, we are the only real China. You are the fake China, you crazy communists.
I have not followed that history.
Yeah, it's a weird... No, they consider themselves to be the real China in exile. Like, they are the Chinese government in exile. And they're just... It's just that the real Chinese government only rules this one island right now. And the fake communist Chinese government has been running, you know, a giant chunk of the continent for decades.
Curious. Well, banning cryptocurrency isn't going to do anything to help China or Russia.
Yeah, and so, I mean, there's a couple of places where it is insane, but they're doing it anyway, where they're, like, letting these nuclear powers saber-rattle, and it's Taiwan and Ukraine are the ones that seem to be making the news recently. So, I mean... NATO made an agreement with the USSR and with Russia at various points. We will not move any further east. We will not expand into Ukraine. And then they've been trying to get Ukraine to join them, like openly and bragging about, yeah, no, we think we can get them within the next decade. And so, of course, you're going to upset Russia that way. So now Russia's like, okay, well, we're going to send troops into the part of Ukraine that still speaks Russian. And is more loyal to us, and that's where you got the whole Crimea situation. And it's just, who cares? Seems to me it's up to Ukraine if they want to be part of NATO or part of Russia or neither. And we certainly shouldn't be risking nuclear annihilation over this.
I mean, in a perfect world, it would be, but they're sort of the rope that the United States government and the Russian governments are using to play their petty political game of tug of war. So they do sort of have to pick a side. It's not their fault that they're the rope. But, you know, you do have innocent bystanders there who are now like, we have to pick a side. It's like, but I don't like any of these people. I just want to be left alone. Well, that isn't an option.
Yeah, and if we switch the currencies, they won't have the motivation for all these shenanigans.
Right, because they won't be able to pay for them.
Exactly.
Because they'd have to actually earn Bitcoin in order to pay Lockheed Martin for bombs, and Lockheed Martin, they don't have them. The U.S. government can't earn the Bitcoin. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Where you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
And yet again, we have been suspended from YouTube. I think this one's until early February. I don't really remember, and honestly, we stopped caring about YouTube a long time ago. If it's there as an option, we stream to it. But we don't give a flying crap about YouTube at this point because they're constantly doing this to us. It's inevitable. Facebook is going to do it to us. Twitter is going to do it to us. Twitch has done it to us in the past. Stop using these platforms. Check out our Odyssey channel. There, we don't have to worry about being censored for what we say. Video.freetalklive.com will take you directly to our Odyssey channel. And again, there's more than like a million content. There's more than a million channels over there at Odyssey now of people who are just sick and tired of having to watch what they say on YouTube or having to worry about losing monetization. Odyssey is built on the library network, which means you don't have to worry about some advertiser wanting to share revenue with you or whatever. You can actually charge people to watch your videos if you want. Hey, it's 0.0001 library credit if you want to watch this video about, I don't know, squirrel mating seasons or whatever. People watch weird stuff on YouTube, or how much dung beetles eat in a year. I don't know. Video.freetalklive.com. We don't talk about that sort of nonsense, but we do talk about stuff that gets us banned from YouTube quite often. So video.freetalklive.com. Check us out there if you want to actually have a stream where you can watch us day to day and not worry about whether or not we're going to be there.
Yeah, if you're still relying on the biggest tech platforms to get your information, stop. It's time to stop now. I mean, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or Google, find an alternative, because they are doing the same thing that they've been doing and just cracking down further and further. And, I mean, these are companies, especially if you're a libertarian, you should be off of these anyway, because these are companies that were started by the military-industrial complex, that were funded by the military-industrial complex, and continue to have contracts to spy on the behalf of the military-industrial complex. So, stop. And, I mean, they're going to lie to you. They're going to manipulate information.
Oh, of course.
And that's provable. And you have options. Like, we have good options these days. So there's just no reason to it. And I've been poking around on the Odyssey stuff, and it really does remind me of what YouTube used to be, where it's open communication, peer-to-peer, about whatever.
One of the biggest selling points I've ever seen for Odyssey was this former Chinese national, he is a Chinese refugee, who made videos of Uyghur Muslims testifying what the conditions were like in China in these prison camps that Uyghur Muslims are being sent to. And in order to prove the veracity of the claims that these people were making, he would show their IDs as, you know, this is proof this person is actually a Chinese citizen within the Xinjiang province. And because of that, because he showed their IDs, they kicked the entire channel off of YouTube.
Astonishing.
For this amazing public service of letting Uyghur Muslims who are being openly oppressed in China speak out and tell their stories. So that person did what anyone would do, went to Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And now they don't have to worry about that nonsense.
And one thing I love about Odyssey, I mean, I haven't done much with YouTube. I have a couple of videos, but I put them on library myself before going to YouTube. Now, if you have a channel out there and you're like, well, it would be a pain to switch. It's not. It's a couple of buttons.
Yeah.
You just click the option where you transfer your YouTube videos, and they just do it for you. They take care of the entire process.
It is really cool. But let's get to the phones. We have JCOM 3030 calling. JCOM, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just went to spit this verse, this hip-hop verse that I wrote, this Liberty Focus.
You wrote a hip-hop verse?
Yeah, yeah. All right, here goes.
Is the world ready for this?
Is the world ready? Yeah. Let me set this up for you. What I spit ain't typical. Ideas that make your mind bend like the metaphysical. Imagine everything you hear is most hypocritical. And then you'll see the truth unfold directly in front of you. Don't listen to the lies. They're only meant to disguise the hidden agenda that's right before your eyes, man. Open up your mind to the real enemy. The USG got you stuck in slavery. No escape. Got you trapped like a political prisoner.
I hate to cut you off, but I have a quick question.
Liberty spectacular, huh? Wait. What?
I hate to cut you off, but I have a quick question. Were you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this last year?
Yeah, I videotaped your presentation.
Okay. You did a thing during the rant, right?
On the karaoke, I did another song, yeah.
Okay, I just remember someone rapping during the rant, and I assumed it was you because theirs was also Liberty Focus, and the mannerisms were very similar.
Yeah, you do remind me of we had sort of an opener before our soapbox idol.
Is that what it was? It was an opener?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm.
Yeah, that wasn't. I didn't do it during soapbox. No.
Yeah, I'm sad you cut him off.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, all right, you know, Eric July is getting some competition here.
Can you resume where you left off?
Yeah, sure. So it says the only way out is the Master Liberty Spectacular. Huh? Wait, stop watching TV. The media got you hooked on lies and deceit. The truth only comes from independent sources. Filter the news and climb out of the darkness. Every sad feeling you feel is by design. You keep your mind trapped while you're in quarantine. And cloth masks don't protect you from viral particles. That's straight from a tweet from the U.S. Surgeon General. They only hide your face to prevent new relationships. Divide and conquer is the only objective. A currency collapse is definitely imminent. Protect your wealth. Make sure you're out of debt. Buy land, buy gold, buy silver and gear. Make sure you're organized and don't live in fear. Let me explain the very valuable law. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. The song is to deliver. Sound advice. Never compromise. Open your eyes.
Very cool. I liked it other than the part where you pronounce quarantine as quarantine in order to make it rhyme with something else. But, I mean...
I thought it was pretty clever. Hey,
sure.
So if you guys want to hear the real version, my friends and I, we did a Three Guys rap on this beat, and it's on my SoundCloud, which is at JCOM3030 on SoundCloud. If anybody wants to check it out, I got all my stuff up there.
Okay, cool.
Well, as long as real version includes FCC compliance, because we are on the radio, so.
Well, the real version doesn't have to. I mean, he's just sharing a link.
Absolutely.
Presumably SoundCloud.com.
Oh, I thought he was about to go through it. Okay.
Oh, no. That's SoundCloud.com/JCOM. That's just the letter J and I think a hyphen and then COM 3030 for anyone who wants to check it out. So anyway, we're talking about Bitcoin here and the Russian central bank and their plans to somehow outlaw cryptocurrency mining. And I'll give it to them. It's pretty obvious when someone's running a Bitcoin miner. They can probably track down that energy usage pretty easily. It is impossible for them to track peer-to-peer cryptocurrency payments.
Yeah, I mean, if you are not either physically or electronically currently monitoring what someone is doing, then it's impossible to know whether they're transacting cryptocurrency.
I think China's probably got the best chance of being able to actually implement a total cryptocurrency ban, and I'm not 100% sure that they could do it. I mean, I don't know to what extent the average Chinese person's phone is actually hackable by the Chinese government or, you know, just readily viewable by the Chinese government. I imagine that Chinese government has plenty of backdoors where they can just look and see what apps a person has installed, but
I would assume so. I know that the U.S. government does.
Even so, that wouldn't stop a Chinese national who was dedicated to cryptocurrency from quickly installing the Edge wallet, you know, signing in, sending a payment, and then completely uninstalling the app. So even in China, there would be ways around this. But China's goal is to, instead of just outright banning cryptocurrencies, they're creating their own digital currency, the digital yuan, or whatever it is. I don't remember now what the Chinese currency is actually called. But that combined with their social credit system should terrify everyone. Mm-hmm. That they can say, oh, no, you were insufficiently loyal to the government last October in this post you made, not to Twitter or Facebook, because obviously those are banned in China, but to WeChat or whatever social media platform is actually allowed in China. So now we're going to suspend your ability to make transactions for a week. To give you time to reflect and rethink about your position on the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm. Well, and these countries are seeing how it is effective, and people are trading and valuing these digital products. So they're like, no, we can go digital. Come back.
Yeah, but
let us control your lives. Let us decide who does and does not get to bank.
The problem they're going to have is that they have no sales pitch because the U.S. dollar is already 97% digital. So they developed this new digital dollar. Okay, well, your old one was like mostly digital too. So what's the difference here? Except now you can keep me just outright from being able to spend any money. That's not a sales pitch. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.